On 1400 K1, brought to you by Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center and by First Baptist Church. Jennifer Ennis for our first elder care visit of the year in just a minute.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process in which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, and again, first Thursday of the month, usual time for us to spend a little bit of time talking with Jennifer from Elder Care, and I say this with a smile on my face, the big news for Elder Care is everything continues this year.
That's true. We're always thankful. You know, that just means that we had another phenomenal year of community support and being able to be out there, and people want to keep coming to us. They want us to continue to help them with services. So we're still going.
Yeah, and I mean, that is both a positive and I think it's an indicator of, I don't know what the final United Way tally will be other than people continue to support our local nonprofits. You know, it's a good deal.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we had a great year and we are just excited to start off a new year and be able to continue all of our services and to continue to grow them and just be able to continue to talk about them and educate, because again, maybe last year you heard me talk and it wasn't relevant.
Yeah.
It was absolutely, but every month things can change and something that wasn't relevant then might become a little more relevant.
And I think just the name of your organization, Elder Care, there's something that says many people will say, okay, age-wise I qualify, but I'm not one of those old people.
Exactly. And it is all about education. And I think that's probably true for so many organizations. I mean, nonprofit for-profit is just educating and communicating what we really do, what our intention is with each program, and then, you know, talking with you about your individual situation and seeing, does something fit? Does something work? Can we be of service, or can we provide you with a name and a number of someone who fits you better and can help? And that really is, you know, our goal. Our mission is, you know, we'll say this, to live happy, healthy, independent lives. And that is true for, if we're not the person to provide that service, we want to help you find what it is, because we want every individual as we age to be able to live the kind of life they want to live, to be independent, stay in their home as long as they want to. And if it's no longer a desire to stay in your home, or it's no longer an option, helping you transition when that might be the right time, and helping your family transition when that time comes.
Yeah, because that's something for the family that they have to accept, that mom and dad are moving on, or whether it's with mom and dad, or Aunt Ethel and Mary and Uncle Fred, whatever it is, you know, that they are moving to the next stage of life. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, and that's a good point, Charlie, you make too, is a lot of people think elder care, I'm old enough to have those services, but I'm not. But another thing is, we're not just for necessarily the person who needs our service. We're also there for support to that whole family, because the aging process, it doesn't just affect one individual at a time. It actually affects a spouse at the same time. It affects a child or someone else that loves them, a friend. As you age, all of those consequences, good or bad, they still fall on the people you love. And so we're there to support as those changes come, and having conversations that might be difficult, or really just saying your mom's fine. I mean, she's having a good time. You don't have to worry about her. She really is okay.
Yeah, and then you're there with the medical side of things, and something that I know we're going to spend a little bit of time on this morning, just all those screenings to say, you know, you're doing great for a person your age, whatever that is. And balance screenings, and I'm sure you did a lot of sign-ups for Medicare sign-ups during the open season and that sort of thing. So you're there just to be of service as a referral point, like you said, but also Daybreak continues, the balance screenings, the physical therapy, all those things are ongoing.
Exactly. You know, I kind of like to think of elder care kind of in a twofold system, if you want to look at it that way, where you may not need a service right now. You may not need help in your home. You may have just retired. Maybe the only thing you're really looking for is to stay social. Mm-hmm. You want to learn something new. You want to go somewhere new. You want to meet new friends. And so maybe you're in the pot where you come to Golden Opportunities, or you do our social things. Mm-hmm. And maybe you're on the other side where you did that for a long time and things have changed. You've gotten a little older. Things are a little bit more difficult. And so our other part is to be able to help you manage those changes so that you can be as active and healthy as you want by providing physical therapy, or providing help in your home, or, you know, it's a flu shot whenever that season, whatever that is that you need. So it's kind of two parts. Sometimes you're in a different category. You are purely social with us. You are just building a relationship so that if you start to have an issue, you know who to come to. And maybe you're in the other pot where you've already have services, and that's great. And our goal is to keep you moving,
Let's look at the social part just for a little bit. You've got a brand new brochure launching a new quarter, obviously, for the Golden Opportunities program, right? Where are you going?
We do. We launched it mid-December at our Golden Hour, mm-hmm. and so it's been out for a couple of weeks. But
I think with Christmas and New Year's, people kind of said, oh, yeah, I got it. I'll look at it later.
Absolutely. I've been getting a lot of phone calls the last 2 days to ask about it. So our first trip is actually to Sapulpa in January. We're going to head out and check out some of the popular Route 66 kind of places out there. Let's see. In February, I'm kind of excited about this. We're going to head out to Broken Arrow, and we're going to go check out that Warren Theater that was built in 2014.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people haven't been out there. It's very beautiful. It's large. It's one of the largest screens in Oklahoma. It's supposed to be one of the nicer theaters. So we're going to go out, see a movie out there, have lunch, just check it out. Something a little different where you just kind of relax. Not a lot of walking. You just come and socialize. Yeah. And then in March, we're going to head out to Branson and do an overnight to go see the new Samson at the Sight and Sound Theater.
Oh, great.
A show on the showboat Branson Bell. We're actually going to take a tram ride through what they call the Promised Land Zoo out there, have a chance to do a couple animal encounters, learn more about the animals out in Branson. A lot of people don't know about their zoo, but it's really neat.
And Sight and Sound Theater, over the years, they did Noah for a while. They have done several other shows. I can't think of the name, but even when they were just running through the Easter story, it was always a lot of animals on their stage.
There are. Yeah. So if you've never been to a Sight and Sound production.
The Promise. I couldn't think of the name of the show. Yeah, they did that for a number of years.
Yeah, you have to be warned that there are live animals and props like that, but it's really fascinating. Samson will actually be going within the first month of its opening, so mm-hmm. it will just have switched shows, so we'll see some of the first performances, and so those are our trips. But some people don't want to go somewhere. They're good. They don't want to. And so if you just want to learn something, we have a basket weaving class coming again with the Cherokee Nation. We do that every couple months because it's a skill you want to learn to perfect. Mm-hmm. So we're having people come and learning that skill. We're having a chocolate cheese and wine tasting in February.
That's a skill I think more people want to find out.
It's very popular so far. But come out right before Valentine's Day. Maybe figure out what to pair a cheese and a chocolate with for your friends or a loved one. And then in March, we're going to go and do a sip and paint class with Valerie Jones, paint a great spring photo, have a glass of wine, have some treats there. If your resolution is to get up and get moving, then I would encourage one of our fitness classes. If you think, okay, this is the year, I'm gonna move more. I hear my doctor, they're saying move more, and I know my joints hurt, and if I move more, it'd be better. But you don't want to do it alone. You don't want to walk the mall, or then you can come join an exercise class with Golden Opportunities. It's a group setting, which is proven to actually encourage you to stay longer because mm-hmm. you're having fun. It's with your peers. Everyone is 60 or older, so you feel more comfortable. It's at your own pace, and it's modified for your need, whether it's arthritis or you're just really out of shape and you need to take it slow for a while. It can do all of those things. And it's kind of a little bit like a gym membership. You know, we charge you for 3 months at a time, but it breaks down to a reasonable monthly rate in order to do it. And so we encourage everyone, if that's your goal, to get up, to get moving, to get healthier, then come in and join out and try one of these fitness classes. They're always taking new people all the time. So if this isn't the month and you think it's next month, you can come then.
That's okay. You can go next month.
Yeah. And if you're like, well, I need to get active, but I've been having a hiccup in my hip, or, you know, my neck's been really bad, I'm nervous to start exercising. Well, we have physical therapy for you. And
don't want to exercise in front of all those people, because they already been at it and they're better than I am.
Yeah, don't worry about that. We're good there. But if you're nervous to start because you've had a chronic pain for a while and you think it might aggravate it, you can come in, you can do outpatient physical therapy for a couple weeks, and when you're feeling more comfortable, you can switch over to one of our fitness classes, or you could do our aftercare program with physical therapy, which means after you do a prescribed amount of sessions, then you have the opportunity to sign up for a monthly fee too to use all the equipment you did in physical therapy. So we'll help you build a plan, and you come in and you stretch and you lift weights like you did in physical therapy, and it keeps maintaining. So if that's your goal, is to get healthier, then we have lots of ways to do that. And we'd love to help you try it out and get started and get moving. And, you know, winter is terrible for arthritis.
Yes.
But it's also terrible to not move your joints because they get stuck. And so this is the month, if you know, okay, I got 3 months of cold and I'm going to ache, get moving. Yeah. Get moving. It may not be so bad.
And it's better if you do it on a regular basis, as opposed to I'm going to move a lot today and that, and then not do much more for a week because I'm hurting. You know, then move on through it.
Exactly. You know, and one thing, you know, we talked a little bit about winter being bad for your joints. Well, winter can also be a time that your chances of falling can increase, and it's not just because maybe there's ice on the ground, but it's also because it's cold. So you've bundled in a jacket and boots and gloves, and you're trying to put your hat on, and you're not paying attention, and you might already be a little unstable, and you're more likely to fall. Or you've not been active for a while, and come March, when you're ready to get up and move, you're a little less stable. And so your balance is something that changes quickly sometimes as you age. And so physical therapy can be really great for your balance. You can come in and do physical therapy for a couple of weeks and learn, how do I restore that balance so I'm easier and I'm more steady and I'm more confident in the times where you're juggling a hat and a glove and keys and trying to get out the door.
Yeah, and where is that curb at anyway? If you can't, because, like you said, the coat is in the way and I don't see the curb or whatever. You know,
exactly. So if those are things you're interested in learning more about, you can stop by anytime. We would love to talk to you on the phone. We'd love to visit with you in person. You can stop by one of our monthly open houses and check it out then. Our next one's actually this upcoming Monday at 10 a.m.
How convenient is that?
I know. I love it when I get to come right before and say, come in and ask more questions about what I talked about, and we'll give you a tour and we'll show you what we really mean.
And a pastry and something warm to drink in the process.
So yes, we will definitely have something warm to drink. And it's really far away from the front door, so it will be warm in there too.
Sound like a great deal. We're talking with Jennifer Ennis from Elder Care. We'll continue on a Community Connection coming up in just a moment.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Continuing a Community Connection on 1400 K1, and we've been talking, you know, getting out and moving, being a little bit of social during the winter months, but also taking care of yourself, whether it's a balance screening or some of the things that are going on. With the tour that you do on the first Monday of every month, it's just an opportunity for people to say, either I know about this or this, but I don't know what else you do, or I don't know anything about Elder Care. Show me around.
Exactly. It's for everyone. You know, it may be something that you came to the tour a year ago, and you just want to come back and see if you can remember things. It could be that you actually come and you maybe do our Parkinson's support group, but you have never done anything else. And you're like, okay, what else is there
I know
to
you
offer?
Do other things. What is it?
Yeah, exactly. And so it's a wonderful time to come. That's not always a good time, especially if you're a working adult and 10 a.m. on a Monday is really difficult. If that is the case, just call us. We'll work around. Maybe you need to come in at lunchtime. Maybe you just want to talk on the phone and coming in on person isn't an option. We can work around it. It's just a great time for the community to know we're always doing a tour at this time. We're always open at this time. You know, one thing we talked about, being social. And so a lot of times when we talk about that, we think just golden opportunities. We go and we do these great trips and we do these classes. And I encourage everyone to get out and be active. But Daybreak has the same idea of keeping people social. A lot of people are always confused. Well, what is Daybreak? What does that even mean?
One respite care, right? You know?
Yeah. But really, it's an activity center part of elder care. And so throughout the day, if you come and you visit with Daybreak and you're sitting there for the day, well, you're not sitting, you're coming for the day.
If you're sitting, something's wrong.
Yeah. You're going to be participating in all kinds of activities. And so the amount of activity that you do really depends on what you're comfortable with, what is good for you. And so we have a group that come to Daybreak that are very social. And so they'll actually go out and they'll have lunch and they'll go walk the mall and they'll go to the community center for a show. Very similar to what Golden Opportunities does, but a step down because it all happens during the day. And it's just not maybe as physically demanding as maybe when we go on a trip that we're out all day long or 2 days if you're going to Branson. So if you still want that social, you want to get out, you want to go do things, you want to be around people and energize your mind and your body, but you don't want to get on a bus and you don't, then Daybreak might be a really good opportunity for you. You can come 1-2 days a week, get the same benefit, just a little less of it. And if you want to do something, you want to be around people, you want to do it, but you don't really even want to go out, you don't want to get on the bus, you don't want to go to lunch, there's another part of Daybreak for people who want to come. They want to engage their mind and they want to engage their physical body. But again, it's a little step down. It's a little less physically needed. And so maybe your activity is just designed a little differently. But our whole point is to keep you social, to keep your mind engaged. Because it doesn't matter if you can't walk as fast and you don't want to load up on, you can still think and you can still laugh and you can still joke and you can still play some physical activity.
Yeah, and I know you've got some that are a whole lot less physical, whether it's, some card games or some of the other things that are going on, just to challenge somebody else across the table.
Exactly. One of my favorite things I saw last year they were doing, like I said, one side they'll go out and they went to the community center and they'll go walk the mall. But I was over at the other side while they were out one day with lunch and they had just gotten done with lunch in our dining room. And I go in and they're playing chair volleyball with a balloon. So there's a net up and they're sitting in chairs on opposite sides and they're playing volleyball. And you think, I would have never thought about that. You're getting your heart rate up. You're moving your arms. You're just taking it at the pace that's better for you than actually standing out at a sand volleyball pit playing volleyball. And so that's a great example of how you can be physically active in your capacity, in what works for you.
Yeah, the slams may be a little bit less enthusiastic, but somebody's still slamming the ball somewhere.
They are. I mean, and it's not even a ball, it's a balloon, so it's going everywhere. It's a little more entertaining, really. But I say that to say that Daybreak is also a social ability or a social place. It's an environment that we do. It's just on a different scale of what Golden Opportunities is. So if that is your goal, is to get yourself or get your loved one up and moving and kind of getting back to an older self that's more fun and energized, maybe Daybreak's your solution. Maybe it's Golden Opportunities. Maybe it's something else. But
maybe it's having somebody visit you in your home one day a week and just getting some normal tasks done and conversation along the way.
Exactly. Maybe you don't want to. Maybe you're not ready to leave your home. So we have Brighter Living that can come in, and those companions can just come check on you, and they can play a game.
Sure.
Once a week if they want. Or they can come help you with light housekeeping, transportation. That is a great one during the winter. So a lot of people don't want to drive if it's icy or it gets darker and colder sooner. And so maybe they have someone come out once a week and do their grocery shopping for them because it's safer. And so our goal is to bridge whatever gap you feel you have to live an independent life. And so that is what our Brighter Living companions are really great for. You know, you're like, well, I can do this, but vacuuming upstairs, that is really hard.
Yeah.
Somebody can come in and do that part. So you keep the rest of it, and they vacuum upstairs for you. And then they help you put the groceries away. And then they spend the next 30 minutes just chatting. How are you? What else can we do? How's the kids? And getting involved, because you may not need a lot up front. A couple years from now, you may need them a little bit more. Maybe then you can't clean the house as much, and they step in.
And that's okay.
It's okay. Aging is absolutely okay. It's just difficult. Yep. And so let us help you figure out what steps you can put in place so that even though it starts to get difficult, it doesn't mean it's time to pack up and move into a nursing home. It doesn't have to be.
We're not pulling down the curtain on the life yet.
Now, you have a long time and a lot of different ways you can bridge and make things work before you have to ever decide to leave your home.
Elder Care, they are on Green Country Road.
We're on Swan.
Swan Drive.
Yeah, over by Taco Bell. You're going to go right around Taco Bell and Walmart, and we're right over there. Green 10 Roof, address is 1223 Swan Drive. You can call us anytime at 918-336-8500. Stop by the open house on Monday at 10 a.m. and check us out. Or you can check out our new website, which is still www.abouteldercare.org.
Sounds great. Jennifer Ennis this morning on 1400 K1.
Oklahoma City's Wiley Post Airport en route to the Austin, Texas area. But the single-engine aircraft veered off.